The apparent failure of a brown coal power plant has cast doubt over Victoria's plans to become a major coal exporter. The federal and Victorian governments have been talking up the possibility of the state exporting billions of dollars worth of brown coal to supply the world's energy needs. But the withdrawal of federal government support for a new power plant has thrown this into doubt. In Melbourne, Simon Lauder reports.
Victoria's Minister for Energy and Resources, Michael O'Brien, has big plans for Victoria's brown coal reserves. They're multi-billion dollar plans.
When we have the second largest brown coal resource on the planet outside of Russia, we have about 500 years worth at current usage rates. Brown coal is a major asset for Victoria, and it's one that the Victorian government is determined to properly develop.
Mr. O'Brien says there's significant interest in a brown coal export market.
From China, from India, from Japan and the USA, just to name four.
The campaign's director with Environment Victoria, Mark Wakeham, says it's a foolish pipe dream. He points to a brown coal project in the Latrobe Valley as proof. In 2007, energy company HRL was offered a Commonwealth grant of $100 million for a coal drying and gasification plant. The companies failed to meet conditions and the federal government has now pulled the plug. Mark Wakeham believes the project is dead.
But HRL promised that they would be up and running and producing power in 2009. They haven't started construction of the project. They've consistently promised jobs and investment in the Latrobe Valley, and clearly they haven't materialised.
The Victorian government gave HRL a grant of $50 million, which it's also reconsidering, although it may only get $30 million back. Mark Wakeham says it shows the economics of brown coal don't stack up. He wants the Victorian government to drop its export plan.
The economics of a brown coal export industry are likely to be even less viable than building new coal-fired power stations in the Latrobe Valley. So the Victorian government should abandon that pipe dream and get serious about supporting genuinely clean energy.
There are pilot projects underway to develop technology to treat brown coal so it can be dried and transported safely. Victoria's Energy and Resources Minister Michael O'Brien is not deterred by the technical barriers.
Oh, there's no doubt that the technology is still at a stage that needs to be developed, but it has already moved on considerably over the last few years.
And how far off do you think it is until that technology is proven and economical enough to sign the contract?
Certainly, we'll be looking to undertake a further allocation of brown coal over the next 12 months or so. And essentially, the rate at which the technology comes online will be up to the individual companies and individual proponents.
The head of the Centre for International Economics, David Pearce, says it's difficult to predict the future for brown coal, but HRL's problems provide a clue.
Probably it shows that, you know, technically maybe it's a bit harder than people originally thought.
David Pearce says the technical issues are not the only hurdles. Emissions reduction policies will make coal less viable, but the demand for more energy may win out in the end.
My suspicion is that the overall demand for energy in the medium term may well outweigh concerns to reduce emissions just simply because the demands are so high. But over the longer term, it's much, much harder to predict.
Another big factor, of course, is renewable energy. It's one that Mark Wakeham from Environment Victoria believes has been underestimated.
Well, the HRL project received its Victorian grant back in 2006 to build a 400-megawatt coal-fired power station. They haven't built a single megawatt over the past 6 years. In that period, Australian households have installed 1,700 megawatts of solar power, and the wind industry has installed thousands of megawatts of new wind projects. So renewable energy technologies are moving ahead in leaps and bounds, while these so-called clean coal projects are stalling and faltering and sucking up taxpayers' money.
HRL has not responded to the World Today's request for comment.
Simon Lauder reporting from Melbourne.